You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
We never know how our spirit will come out, but anyway, I'll do my best. All right. Hi, everybody. It's good to see your faces. I don't always get to see you. And so I'm grateful for Deirdre asking me to speak and having the opportunity to do so. I think most of you have heard my story. But anyway, it helps me. And hopefully I'll say something that might help you all. So my recovery journey, it started probably before that, but I count my first abstinence as in New Orleans joining OA in 1997 in New Orleans. I have, the past is the same food, all the diets and everything like that. Never happy with the body image, never happy, look in the mirror and never happy, never wasn't happy after I had my children because I gained weight. I wouldn't go out and buy new clothes that would fit. And so I was wearing my maternity clothes, and several times people asked me, when is your baby due? I already had it. But anyway, I had two sponsors in New Orleans. Both lovely ladies. It was my experimental time, I'll have to say, that they used moderation for a food plan. Moderation didn't work for me. But I look back now, and I'm not sure much would have worked for me because it was more still the diet mentality. I wanted to lose the weight because I wanted to look good. And I didn't understand that it's a spiritual problem and that there's more to it than putting down the fork or putting down the food. And so my first real abstinence was in 2006 when I came out to San Mateo. Our daughter had moved here to get away from us, and we followed her. She and my husband had done a lot of work. And they invited us, I have to say, but we wanted to make sure it would work. And so we came out here three different times, the first time for a month and stayed at the Residence Inn to see how it would work, if this really would be a good fit. And then the second time, I think we came out for 2 months the following year. And then the third year we came out, our plan was to stay 3 months. And that's when Katrina hit. And I just looked at my husband and said, God said, move now. So we did. We hadn't intended to pack up that soon, but we did. And, I had no fear about moving out here because, number one, I was already a member of OA. And I had been to a couple of the meetings during those months at St. Andrews when we met. And so I had OA and I also had my church. And I felt like between the two of those, I would be okay. Anyway, that's where my journey really, really, it really took off in 2006 in how I went to the meetings. I got a sponsor. I've shared this before. She has passed away. But one of our dear members, I walked in that room and she said, I lost 100 pounds and I've kept it off for 10 years. And she was so happy. And I thought, that's what I'm missing. That's what I want. So I prayed for willingness and I was willing to do whatever you guys said. And it mainly was a how focus meeting. And Fear is one of my number one issues. And I thought, my gosh, what, I don't know if I can do this. But those God moments come, and one of them was in a meeting, and it just said, well, what if you try it? What do you got to lose? If this doesn't work for you, like other things didn't, you don't have to, you don't have to. You don't have to leave OA. Basically, you're still a member of OA. And it was sort of like giving me the permission to have, to fail if I needed to. And I think that's a big MO all through my life. Don't try anything for the fear of failing. Don't, unless I knew for sure that I could really do a good job. I love control, if you don't know that already. So that was my first abstinence. I got a sponsor. I did the basic food plan, and I started working the steps.
15 minutes left.
Pardon?
15 minutes left.
Oh, thank you. I started working the steps, and like I said, I had worked them before, but I really liked that. I like the structure. That's the one thing I really like about how, and it gave me it was like a recipe book. This is how you sponsor. This is how you work the steps. This is how you work a program. Three meetings a week, the food plan and reporting to a sponsor and doing the writing. And so, it worked for me, and I got to onto maintenance, and that's where I always failed. And like I say, fear, it was like, what if I, what am I going to do now? And I don't have to go there. It was like, okay, I have a sponsor. She's going to help me through this. And I couldn't have done it without a sponsor. I would have fallen off the tracks again, because there was still the conception of when you stop eating the way we were eating, then what happens? And it was like, oh, this is a program for life. It's not a diet where I'm going to lose weight and then I go back to eating all that other stuff and be okay, as we learn. So, let's see. One of the things, so kind of fast forward, I did have four slips. Each one has taught me something that to help me, and yet there is still not a day that doesn't go by that I have to say I am a compulsive overeater and I have to take my medicine, which is, my prayer and meditation, my 10th step, my doing service, because and then turn it over to my higher power. And it's like I told some of you, I'm going to have a total knee replacement. And there's a lot of fear around that. I thought, what if it doesn't give me the results I want? And then I thought, don't go there. Be in today. Be in today and trust that things will go the way they're supposed to go and you'll be all right. And I'm probably the healthiest that I've ever been. So I feel like I'm in a good, in a good place to go forward. Because none of our lives are perfect. And, I used to say that I thought the promises were like Cinderella, that you work the steps and then you get all the promises and everything is a wonderful life. As we know, that's not true. But I have the program, I have tools to use now, and I have fellows along the way that, that are my friends and I can talk to. God's my director. I have to say that I had religion before the program. I feel like I have a more spiritual life now. Instead of just a childish God, and I am the actor. So he has to direct me, and I'm the one that has to do the footwork. I often wondered. I think I worked the steps about four times in how. And then I thought, I don't need to keep doing this. It just the same stuff is coming up. I'm not getting anything new because, we live in the 10, 11, and 12. And but I am working the steps with a friend through the big book now, just to give it a little different slant. And I really like it because I thought, oh, it says about working the steps that every time you work the steps, it's like a shift and there's change. And before OA, I hated change. Change and I were not in the same sentence. So it's like I get to move forward a little bit. Maybe I get a little bit of insight to some of my reactions. One of the things that happened by doing some of this work, I'm working on the fourth step right now in that. And it was, you know, we talk about, for me, the fear was the self-delusion, the self-seeking, and the self-pity. And I wanted results, but I didn't always want to do the step work that was required to get those results. And so it's an eye opener of sometimes still, if I have a resentment or disagreement, I have to work the steps, you know, all the steps around that issue. And it gives me peace of mind, because by the time I get to that, you know, what did I do? What is the problem? What is my part? What are the tools that I'm using around it? And then that last column of, okay, is it that I just, you know, a lot of times it's just sitting still with the unknown, or do I need to take an action or an amend? And that's it. There's so much, I don't know. It just gives me so much peace of, okay, you know, this is the way things are going. What else I need to share? Anyway, look, I think it's like we said, it gives us a blueprint to live life, and it's so much better than the way I did before. About just my MO was flight. You know, I didn't like confrontation. I didn't like anything. I do have to do self-talk about. Some of my dancing friends are better dancers than I am, and I get envious, and I have to say, okay, they're working hard. They're doing, you know, they're doing their part. You're working hard too. You know, you'll get what you're supposed to get, but that's the biggest thing that I'm doing right now, is trying to change the self-talk. If it's negative self-talk, then I go to something that is more the positive self-talk. And anyway, I've already lived some of my life beyond my wildest dreams, because I would never have volunteered before. I had a mom that she used to go to PT, and she would sit on her hands so she wouldn't volunteer for anything. And I kind of followed that model. But we don't do that because, you know, we want our meetings to keep going. We want new people to be successful or to get a chance in our program. So we sponsor. And I've gotten to serve at all the levels. I think the meeting level, the intergroup, the, you know, Region 2 World Service and the convention. And I never, ever, ever would have done anything like that in the past. So before OA. And you know what? I don't have anything else that's not coming to me. So I'm just going to say that I'm grateful to be here, and I'm going to stop here. Instead of repeating myself.
If you've enjoyed listening to the Overeaters Anonymous podcast, hit the like button and subscribe to receive future episodes. If you are looking for a meeting online or in person, visit www.oamidpeninsula.org.